Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bit of a running joke on this show. What happens, Kayla, when I talk to the caller before they get on the air?
Fall in love with all of them.
I know, I'm sorry.
98.5 KLUC's Chet Buchanan, Spence, and Kayla.
Who are you?
Good morning. This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
Kayla's shaking her head at yes.
Because I bet that you're already, because you did the same thing with Alex yesterday. We talked to Alex. She's like, oh, I love Alex.
And Steve
before. And don't get me wrong. Like, they're both fantastic. But I guarantee you right now, you have a little bit more appreciation for Mike because it's so fresh and he's so new and he's right there and you just love him so much.
Yeah. So, and
why don't you and Mike run away together?
Well, it's possible. It's possible.
This is a dating game for Jess, okay? For little Jess.
Why are you blocking little Jess?
And what's funny is Spence is over here and he's giving me the look like, is this real or are you just annoying Kayla? And poor little Jess in the other room, eye roll, and she's like, stay away from my man.
Yeah.
So you're not leaning any particular way so far after Steve and Alex?
It was originally Steve, then Alex came along, and now I'm just,
Yeah, fresh meat.
Yeah.
I got you. Well, I think you're going to like, what a shock. I think you're really going to like this guy. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
We're doing well. Mike, Jess, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing pretty well.
Oh, he put the voice on for it.
Yeah, he did, right? I was going to say, like, dang, ring the bell just for his voice. He sounds hot.
Yeah, he
put a little bass in it, though, for you. Like, hey, baby, what's happening? What you wearing? Send nudes?
Please.
All right, start the questioning process.
Well, how old are you?
32.
How tall?
6'5".
Okay.
Oh! No, that's not a bell ring.
Okay.
What's wrong with it? What happened?
Nothing's wrong with it. Oh. I'm saving it.
Well, no, you can always ring.
Okay, perfect.
Just if something makes you happy, ring the bell. You know what I'm saying?
I'm so hot right now.
Kayla's fanning herself.
Yo, his voice is so sexy. He's 6'5". He's right in my, like, age range. Shoot, little Jess, if you don't pick this man, I mean, Buddy doesn't have anything to worry about. Buddy.
One off of 32 and 6'5" in his voice, and you're done.
His voice is just so erotic.
By the way,
I don't
Mike,
know
I'm
why.
I'm sorry. This isn't awkward at all. Wow. I'm really sorry. Okay, what else?
All right, Mike, what are your top three pet peeves?
Ooh. Top three pet peeves.
Being interrogated on the radio.
Okay, this may sound a little shallow, but I'm not a fan of, like, people that wear overalls.
Okay.
We can't date.
It's like, you know, you're done being 5 years old. Those aren't cool anymore. people who, when it's, like, a little bit chilly, they wear their coat over their shoulders, but not putting their arms into the sleeve.
Yeah, we're not impressed.
No.
I know, I'm with you
it's
on that.
It's always weird to me. And I don't know, people who are just rude to, like, wait staff and stuff.
Oh,
like, we're going to go out to the restaurant.
Oh my God, we all love you so much.
Yeah.
That's great. Any other questions?
Complete this sentence. There would be fewer divorces in this country if only people blank.
Would listen to me. No, sorry. I'm sorry.
I think just making sure you're communicating everything, like, clearly and always, like, fully listening.
Okay.
I feel like most people, like, they think they're listening, but really they're just waiting for the next time for them to talk.
Kayla wants to end this contest right now.
No.
Kayla wants to stop the fight. It's over.
I want to do a complete too, like a complete this phrase. So her name is Jess and your name is Mike. Give yourselves a cute couple name.
I hate this.
Oh, you don't like this?
No. I thought of one and it's terrible.
Yeah, if I got one too, it's terrible, right?
Yeah, it's terrible.
What is it?
Messica.
No, but my name is Jess. His name is Mike, so it'd be Mess.
Low Mess.
Mess. I mean, that's actually my initials, so that actually works out perfect.
Oh, it's meant to be.
Okay. Along the lines of stupid questions, Mike, if you could be a mythical creature, what would you be?
Thanks, Uncle Spence.
Kayla Snort.
It's important.
I think I'm going to go with centaur.
Oh.
Yeah. He's smart, because I just would have went with dragon. Sure. Simple. Centaur.
Yeah, you know, tall and, I don't know, majestic.
Just only because this has kind of been a thread since 5:30 this morning. Who's that? Because people started ripping on Ariana Grande after the Grammys. People were ripping on Cardi B.
Alicia Keys, too.
Yep, and then the Cardi B and then Alicia Keys. There, people were like, I can't stand this hippie dippy. Who's a celebrity that you just can't stand?
Celebrity I can't.
Yeah, they just bother you.
Stand.
We're not going to make you testify in court.
All right. I'm going to go with Clooney simply because he just seems too perfect of a dude.
I get this.
I get that too.
Yeah, yeah. A mixture of disdain and envy.
And jealousy. I
understand that.
Yeah.
I understand that. Like, oh, God, I love you, but I hate you at the same time. Because honestly,
yeah, it's like
he could turn
this perfect smarminess.
But Clooney could turn me.
Oh, God. Yeah. No, he's a silver fox if I've ever seen one.
Yeah.
So. A weekend at his Italian villa and I'd be his.
Yeah. Amal who?
Potentially.
I mean, if he'd take me.
Yeah. Well, there'd have to be some Casadores tequila or whatever that is.
Casamigos.
Casamigos, that one. All right. Anybody else have anything else for Mike?
I think I'll try one more. One more. Name one thing that really makes your day.
One thing that really makes my day. Well, I'm a software engineer, developer, and it's a lot of like work that generally goes like thankless. So like when someone sees that I've done a good job and like just appreciates what I've done, whether it's even if it's not at work, like just, you know, if I've made a good meal or something like that, I don't know, just a little compliment like goes a long way for me.
Yeah.
I can tell another bell ring. I can tell everybody loves you, Mike, because we've spent way more time with you than we have with anybody else.
Yeah.
So have a great day. And thank you for putting yourself out there and being a part of this, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Yes,
the finals.
By the way,
and tomorrow, all right, we'll see you, buddy. Tomorrow, we're going to do it like a beauty contest. You get your final question from the judges.
Okay.
The final question, and everybody will answer the same. In this case, everybody will answer the same question.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, this is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
So from time to time on this show, we do a little thing called the 177-second survey.
Yes.
The idea being that we take a number of little topics, and instead of just wasting an entire segment on, you know, one of these little topics,
yeah,
we cram it all into 3 minutes. Everybody has to say something. You can't one-word answer it, but you also can't take up all the time.
Right.
Unless you want to.
Unless you decide to just steamroll everybody else. Yeah.
Which can be funny. If you're passionate enough, that can be funny. And then that's where I have to play referee. But once the 177 seconds are up, that's it.
Okay.
No mas.
Bring it on.
Yeah, you ready?
Let's go.
I have 3 and possibly 4 things to ask you today.
Okay.
177 seconds starts now. Netflix has signed Fuller House for a 5th season, but it'll be the final season. Mary-Kate and Ashley are definitely not coming back at any point during the show. Does this bum you out, Kayla?
Oh, God, 100%. They needed to make a return on the first season and the last season. I'm not asking for anything in the middle, but it's a big thing. It's kind of what launched their career.
I think you should bring them back in the last episode both at the same time and just blow everybody's minds. There were 2 Michelles the whole time? Because that's always kind of the joke, right?
Yeah.
Does it bother you?
It does bother me, but I also understand where they're coming from. I'm sure it's really difficult to be a child actor.
They're 50 now.
They're not, I know, 50. But I mean, if you don't resolve your issues, like they stick with you.
I got you.
By 50, you meant pounds.
Yeah.
I didn't
you don't
know
want to stick with the punchline.
Yeah, I didn't know there was 5 seasons to begin with. So no,
Fuller House.
Yeah, I didn't. I knew there was one.
Yeah, I haven't watched 5 minutes of this whole
thing. Nor have I.
There's a thing that says 46% of us have flirted with somebody in the grocery store. The best spot to find a date is in the booze aisle. Duh. Hmm. Have you ever even talked to anybody at the grocery store? Spence.
Yes, this really tall Samoan woman helped me get the light apple juice off the top shelf. I don't think it was flirting, though.
Have you ever known anybody who found love at the grocery store?
No.
Never
yes,
heard of it.
You
that.
Have. No.
Who?
Yours truly. There used to be a place in Tallahassee when I went to school there. It was called Clublix. It was a place called Publix. And yeah. It didn't open until 10 o'clock in the morning. It was open until 1 o'clock. And people used to get super dressed up and go there. It was a grocery store, but it was the number one place. It made the top 10 of Maxim's, top 10 places in the country to pick up chicks.
Did you get a date?
Oh, yeah.
At the grocery store?
Several dates.
No kidding.
Remember the Jameis Winston case with the crab legs? That's the place.
That was you?
No, I wasn't the crab legs.
Oh, sorry.
He was stealing the crab legs for her for a later date.
Yeah.
Lil Jazz?
I did not know this, but if Steve, Alex, and Mike don't work out, I'm headed to the grocery store.
Grocery store right there.
Smart.
I've never heard of such a thing. So I don't even talk to people when I'm at the grocery store.
Not going to the right grocery stores.
50 seconds left. There's a big First Amendment thing. So somebody who's fighting for their right to be able to watch porn in the public library because they say it's a free speech issue, or at least somehow it's come up. I don't know. Should you be able to watch porn in a public library, Kayla Jo?
Absolutely not. That's disgusting.
Why not?
Because you know what happens when you watch the porn.
Yeah, nobody ever just watches porn.
No.
It's a public place. It's a government. It's government funded. It's First Amendment.
It's icky. There should be an icky clause in there, though.
Spent?
Only if the videos in question involve the actors going, oh my God, that feels so good.
Yes. Oh, you can only watch whisper videos.
Whisper videos.
Little Jazz.
Not in public. Come on now.
And that's that. 177 second survey.
Come on. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.